Now, listen, this is momentous stuff. This is big moment because we said we would give you an announcement, a very important announcement, and here it is, right? The month of October, right, from literally from the 1st of October onwards, the brilliant charity Jack and Jill, okay, are launching their charity campaign. The charity campaign is basically, it's climb a hill, isn't it?
Climb it. And basically up the hill for up the hill for 2021.
Yeah, up the hill for Jack and Jill. So the idea is that you pick any hill you like, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, you're not talking Everest here. It can be literally anywhere you like. And you climb that hill, you get sponsorship from, you know, family and friends and all that
stuff. Anyone you can, workmates, whatever. Yeah.
And you raise money for Jack and Jill. We think it's a brilliant idea and we're going to get behind it. So we... When I say we, I do mean, of course, PJ Gallagher. We are going to take on a challenge, but we're not just going to go up a hill for Jack and Jill. We are going hill to hill for Jack and Jill. So this is what's going to happen. Next Friday, the great PJ Gallagher,
dear God,
with my love and support, of course, will ride his very, and he is, I do mean his very own penny farthing bike from the Hill of Howth, and I do mean the top, all the way to Hill 16 in the heart of the city.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very long day. For those of you who have never ridden a penny farthing, walking is actually faster, which we realised the other day when we were out. So walking is actually faster on a penny than a penny farthing. So yeah, it's going to be a long day,
We've got loads of build-up. You're going to see there'll be videos and there'll be pictures in the papers and all that sort of stuff in the build-up to this. And then we're going to actually do the challenge when we finish the show next Friday, when we wrap up the show, which will be broadcast from Howth Hill next Friday. PJ will set off at 10 o'clock and follow the route all the way from Howth Hill to Hill 16, to Crow Park, Hill 16. We've worked out it's the guts of 20 kilometres.
The guts of 20k, just shy of 20k.
Okay,
yeah.
On a penny farthing bike. Naturally, as I say, I will be there providing general encouragement and support.
Can you imagine? Yeah, look at the stadium. Look at the stadium, Gallagher, you tick.
So that's it, and it's all raising awareness for the campaign for Jack and Jill up the hill for Jack and Jill for 2021 for the month of October. So we'd love you to get behind it. If you do want to get involved, by the way, you can actually text We Care to 50300, okay, for €4, and Jack and Jill will receive a minimum of €3.60. So that's We Care to 50300. But look, we're going to be talking about it and building up to it a lot. It's happening next Friday live here on Radio Nova, and you'll be able to follow it literally every inch of the way, every painstaking, bum-aching inch of the way.
Yeah, if I thought a deep-fried double diddy donut was going to be tough work, will you get a load of this?
Marty at Work on Radio Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on Radio Nova.
In news today, PJ Gallagher from Morning Glory with PJ and Jim is going hill to hill for Jack and Jill. On Friday, October 1st, live on air, PJ will be riding his very own penny farthing 17 kilometres from the Summit Inn in Howth to Hill 16 in Croke Park, inspiring everyone to do their own challenge and to go up the hill for Jack and Jill this October. Tune in as PJ prepares for the ride of his life and Jim watches on. Hill to Hill for Jack and Jill. See all the pictorial evidence and get all the latest scoops on the newfangled internet on nova.ie. Thank you.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Back Monday morning at 6 on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim here on Radio Nova. And of course, we are building up to our big hill to hill for Jack and Jill challenge on Friday morning. It's a big event, you know, and it is a big challenge. And to be fair, you know, there's a lot of people lending their support and advice and encouragement and all of that sort of stuff, including someone who has been there, done that, but not only bought the t-shirt, but bought the medal as well.
You're just embarrassing me now, really. That's what this is.
Olympian gold medalist Eve McChrystal, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for ringing in to give your support to this epic challenge. Any kind of bits of advice as an Olympic gold medalist?
Oh, God, I don't know. But I was asking permission, I think. But I suppose I'd say definitely you'd have to lather your nether regions now in lube, that's for sure.
That does seem to be a common theme, Eve.
It seems to be, yeah. That's all anybody's telling me is, like, be careful of your...
of your man vegetables.
Of
your,
yeah, mm, of the yeah. wobbly bits, yeah.
Definitely so. That'd be important. But, oh, it's an amazing fair play to you, PJ. You know, the best of luck. I really do wish you the best of luck with it. What is it, 17 kilometres, is it?
Yeah, well, now, you see, coming from a Paralympian gold medalist, you know, like, this is kind of... I feel a little bit embarrassed to be even talking to you, to be honest, because you've done it in such a grand stage, and I'm basically rolling into town.
Oh, no, but you're rolling on something completely different than what I was rolling on.
Yeah. It's just a matter of instance. For those that don't know... Anyway, listen, look, it is a big day. Of course, it is the day of our Hill to Hill for Jack and Jill challenge. The show will go on relatively as normal as it can be, coming from a beer garden, a pub garden at the top of a hill. And then, of course, the big deal happens. The big deal happens just at 10 o'clock when PJ will set off hurtling down Hoth Hill on his way to Hill 16 for Jack and Jill. Did you sleep well? Did you get a good... Actually, what am I saying? You slept in?
I slept in, yeah, I did. I slept in. I got me time.
So you obviously weren't anxious or worried.
No, I just pretended it's not happening. I just completely wiped it all out of my mind. And then I was like, yeah, it'd be grand.
Just so you weren't lying there.
It's only a spin up the road, I was saying. And then I got into the car with you two goofers and was coming up the hill. And I was like, oh, this is a very long way, isn't it?
So you weren't lying there going through sort of like, you know, pre-race strategies and all.
No, I was. Are you mad? I was literally, my preparation has been, do not think about this. Pretend it is not real.
There you
and
go,
when
mate.
It's over, then hopefully you're still, you're okay on the other
there
side.
There you go. Sports psychology there of the highest order.
Listen,
if you're taking on some sort of sporting challenge this weekend, there you go. Yeah. Just think about it like that.
Just get rid of it out of your head. Clear it out of your head. Turn up on the day. Get someone to give you a lift. Lie in bed till somebody wakes you up. End the story. You'll be grand.
And hope for the best.
And hope for the best, yeah. It'll be all right in the night. That's the only way to do it.
Absolutely brilliant. You can't beat it. Oh, it's the way forward. What a joy. So lately. A bit later on, and just a reminder again that, you know, the reason PJ is doing this, the reason we're all behind it and all that sort of stuff is for the Jack and Jill charity. They provide and fund in-home nursing care and respite support for, well, it's nearly 400 kids right across Ireland from the age of up to the age of 6. And in Dublin, for example, you've got almost 100 families across Dublin who are currently kind of under the care of Jack and Jill.
Using their service and all that.
Absolutely, yeah. And somebody who PJ met, who knows all about it, is Adele White. Adele, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Very well indeed. How are you this morning? Are you excited about PJ's challenge?
Oh, we all are. My house, of course, it's brilliant. It's actually brilliant that what he's doing this morning. Yeah, amazing.
And tell us a little bit, Adele, about the kind of difference that the Jack and Jill make for you. I mean, would you rely on them quite heavily?
Yeah, well, Harvey has a nurse, like Sinead Moore, and her name is, and Harvey is too. So, yeah, like, I use the word like normal, like to go for a walk, to meet up with my pals, go for a bit of dinner. She just makes it so easy, and Jack and Jill just make it so easy, like, you know, because you don't think when you have a little special boy or girl that you can do them things until Jack and Jill come into your life and you're like, wow, amazing.
Yeah, so it's going to be good for... Are you going to come down to meet us then later on in Crow Park today?
I am indeed, yeah. We're going to come down to meet you when you finish up, yeah.
Brilliant, looking forward to it.
And can we give Granny a shout-out as well?
I was just going to say, I've been hearing Adele... PJ has been telling me about the boss.
she's amazing. I'd be lost without her now, I have to say. She is amazing, my Harvey as well. Like, she's unbelievable. She's my rock.
Yeah, what's her name? Give her a shout out there.
Yeah, Patty. Her name is Patty. Hi, Patty.
Oh, she's standing there and all this.
Brilliant. Good stuff. Listen, Adele, we're really looking forward to seeing you in Croke Park a bit later on or whatever. Looking forward to seeing yourself. And, is Harvey coming with you?
He's coming with me. Yeah, he is indeed.
Brilliant. Brilliant, yeah. Good stuff. So we're looking forward to seeing yourself and Harvey a bit later on. Hopefully when we've completed this, and hopefully when PJ is still in one piece.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh my God, very best luck, PJ.
Early Thanks very much, Adela. I'm hoping to see you later in one piece. If not, don't worry, Jim is going to walk faster and I'll be travelling anyway. So.
No, right, listen, Adele, we'll chat to you later. Have a great morning.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, take care. There you go. That's Adele White, mum to two-year-old Harvey. She's from Ballyfermot, one of the people who benefit from the brilliant work that Jack and Jill, the Jack and Jill Foundation do. And that's what today is all about. Remember, you know, as much crack as we're trying to have around it, it is all in the hope that two things, really. One, that we raise awareness for the campaign for October, encouraging you to go up the hill for Jack and Jill. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a massive challenge. Any sort of challenge will do, as long as you can get a bit of sponsorship on board and get those funds to Jack and Jill. All the details about how you can do that and get involved are on nova.ie. And if you feel inspired to help our PJ you know, take part in this particular day for Jack and Jill, you can text WECARE, WECARE, to 50300. It'll cost you €4. Jack and Jill will receive a minimum of €3.60, and the provider for that is Like Charity. So listen, loads more on... Morning Glory with PJ and Jim here on Radio Nova. We've just popped outside. We're in the car park of the Summit Inn, because this is the moment. This is the start. This is where PJ Gallagher is going to begin his epic journey from here, the summit, the Summit Inn at the top of Howth Hill, all the way down, all the way along the coast, all the way into Hill 16 in Croke Park. Now that the moment is upon us, how are we feeling?
You're loving this, aren't you?
I'm absolutely adoring it. This is literally a highlight of my career and life to date. No, seriously, how are you feeling about this?
Yeah, look, it's good. Be a bit of crack. I can't believe that there's four guards here. That I feel like this is the pressure to this. Like, I feel like a pressure to perform now and everything, you know.
By the way, just to add it in there, one of the guards is actually a really, really, really good cyclist and has said that he can do this hill in 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, this will be his first time doing it in 6 hours, so it's gonna be a record both times for him.
So, this is epic. We're delighted that the members of An Garda Síochána Conor are with us. They're going to give PJ a guard of honor, so to speak, all the way in. We got all the gang from Jack and Jill as well. We got the Jack and Jill flags. A big thank you to Tommy and all the gang at the Summit Inn for hosting us all morning. It's been a fantastic morning, so much appreciated on that score as well. And of course, remember, you can get involved in this, okay? The journey along the way, we're going to have a couple of stopping points. We're going to stop at the Marine Hotel at Sutton Cross, so that'll be your first official break.
First official break, yeah. I'm going to have to walk up a few hills before I get there, I think, but that'll be the first official break. And then St. Anne's Park at the Peace Statue there, just right beside Bull Island, where you go into Bull Island. And then after that, the Bats in Clontarf.
Right.
So there's a little pull-in sort of area there. That'll be the last stop, or apparently the last stop.
Right. So the idea is that you can join us at all of those positions. All of those places have kind of places that you can pull in if you want to join in, if you want to give PJ a little bit of moral support. And in particular, if you want to make some donations to Jack and Jill. Because remember, this is what it's all about. It's about raising the awareness for the October campaign up the hill for Jack and Jill. No matter what the challenge is, however big, however small, if you can climb any sort of a hill or any sort of a stroll at anything that you can get some sponsorship for to raise money for Jack and Jill, it really would be appreciated. And of course, if you want to help us out today, you can text WECARE, WECARE, to 50300 for €4. Jack and Jill will receive a minimum of €3.60. The provider is Like Charity, so we'd love you to do that. And all of those details are on nova.ie if you want to make any sizable donations, of course, which you would much appreciate, I assume.
You can make as sizable a donation as you feel like. So yeah, whatever, like Jim just said, anything that anyone can do, getting involved or donating anything at all, everything is a great help.
Absolutely. Now, just before we set you off, can we just have, ladies and gentlemen gathered here, can we have a massive round of applause for PJ Gallagher in Lycra, please? Look at that. Like, just check that out. Like, I don't know why Jane immediately zoomed in on certain other... Anyway, let's leave that aside, right? Because this is the moment, right? Are we ready, people? Are we ready? Are you ready?
No, I have to walk down this part because I won't make it round the hill.
Right, well, I'll walk with you down this part, okay? So this is it. Now, naturally, we had to have an appropriate song to send him off. We have decided that for this man on this penny farthing, PJ Gallagher on his own penny farthing, as he begins this epic journey, clad in Lycra, the only appropriate song was Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild.
Born to be wild, born to be free, yeah. Yes. This might be the last time I ever feel like that, so I'm going for it now.
Right, PJ, the best of luck. Look, ladies and gentlemen, here he goes. Hill to hill for Jack and Jill is about to begin. Away you go.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for...
Hello there. Good morning. This is Radio Nova playing seriously addictive music. Well, 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 this is a different ball game today. I'm live from Croker. I'm sitting on Hill 16. I'm waiting for PJ Gallagher. It's very cold. And it's extremely windy, but we will catch up with the guys in a few minutes here on Radio Nova as they make their way down that hill on PJ's big day for Jack and Jill. It's Nova. Let's go back over to Jim McCabe and PJ Gallagher on their big cycle today on PJ's PJ's Penny Farthing. What's the latest, Jim? Is there a problem? What's going on?
Well, I tell you what's happening at the moment is we feel like we're in a windstorm. I'm sure you can hear that. We're walking along the coast here. We're on the cycle lane walking along, and we're into a really strong headwind. To be fair, this is actually quite tough. The pace has slowed considerably. This is getting tough now, PJ, isn't it?
Yes, it's getting harder now. The wind is, like one of the guys was saying, you actually have to be moving to feel the wind. And going this speed, I don't know where we're going to get back there, to be honest. This is really slow going now.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, there's a couple of problems. I mean, one of the guards who's accompanying us on the way, Colm, did say to me, this will break them. So it is quite tough. There is a quite strong wind that you can probably hear. And he did also point out to me, PJ, this is, that one of the unforeseen problems is that his nose is running and he's afraid to take his hands off.
Yeah, I can't take my hands off the hand first. But once he knows, I never really feel their horns. They're very nice. If somebody wants to jump out of their car and give me nose a wipe for the move, that'd be great.
Right, so listen, we'll keep you up to speed, Marty. Thanks a million.
Now, Jim, you need to step up there. Wipe the man's nose, for God's sake.
Look, I draw the line at some things.
Isn't too shabby at all. As we await the arrival for Jack and Jill Children's Foundation of PJ Gallagher on a penny farthing, cycling all the way from Howth to Hill 16 here in Croke Park. So, is there an issue again, Jim McCabe? What's going on now?
Well, I tell you something, there is, I wouldn't quite call it an issue, it was an anticipated issue. Our next planned pit stop was going to be at the baths at Clontarf, okay? En route, we haven't quite got there, right? And the reason being is that PJ just realised that en route to our next scheduled pit stop, we would be passing by his house, and his need for a comfort break, if I can call it that, his need for the man himself is literally jogging across the road to go. Now, am I allowed to speak to you? How desperate is your need?
I'm okay. There's not any mad emergent needs.
So there's no risk of a bladder incident?
No, I don't think it's going to be an incident, but my God, does it really need to be emptied?
Right, go. Right, so PJ has decided. He's been greeted at the door by his dogs and his mum and everything. This is fantastic. So he just decided this sudden urge overcame him that he desperately needed a wee, and so rather than go to the next scheduled pit stop at the baths in Clontarf, he decided, what the heck, there's my house, I'm going over there. So that's really where we are. We're sort of halfway between pit stops, Marty, but still on schedule and still going very well, I have to say.
All right, so
But PJ is with me at the moment, so I'm going to step out onto the road momentarily into the cycle lane here. So how are we feeling? Last leg of the lap, or last lap of the... you know what I meant.
It is last leg of the lap indeed. And into the lap of the gods we are. Yeah, we're nearly there. Just going to make a quick stop at Clontarf Garda Station. I want to let them into me ma's, only they're never last. But here we go. So as soon as this stop is done, then we're going to Croke Park.
Okay, now listen, the thing about it is, this is a kind of a sticky bit for a couple of reasons. One is we're encountering, for the first time really, we're encountering proper traffic, really, aren't we?
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad I don't have to think about this. When the guards offered to help us out, I was like, so we're only going out for a little spin. And now, oh my God, you can see the traffic is pretty heavy, like, so we really did need to be guided through it. So I can't thank them enough, to be honest.
Right, now we have to say, at the moment, they're being fantastic, the guys from An Garda Síochána Síochána, because Austin is out there in the van at the front, and he's doing his best, to be fair to him, to try and deflect the breeze and the wind off PJ behind. So he's trying to take the butt of the breeze, the headwind, and try and ease the pain a little bit, which is very welcome, isn't it?
It's definitely welcome. It's even better when you're behind the van, to be honest. Like, Jabers, there's a big gust of wind now, just as you said. Oh, you're like a conjurer, you are.
I'm trying to hold headphones, microphones, clipboards and all the rest. Anyway, listen, we are on the way, Marty. Stand by, stick around, we're not that far away.
See, that goes to the Jack and Jill Foundation. So how are they literally travelling? Jim McCabe, how are you going?
Well, I tell you, Marty, hopefully you can kind of hear the sirens wailing as you come to us now, because literally we've got the full Garda presence. The sirens are on because we are literally on the very last leg of the journey. We're coming through Fairview Woo-hoo! At the moment. The plan is that we're going to turn up by Ballybock, and then we'll be with you then just shortly after that. So it's the final leg of the journey. There's lots of traffic, as you can imagine, around Fairview at the moment, but the guards have been absolutely fantastic with us. Colm Reid and all of the gang from Garda Síochána Conor have been absolutely brilliant. The sirens are on, as I say, to make sure that nothing slows this man down, because let's face it, when you're only travelling at 3 kilometres an hour, the last thing you want is anything to slow you down. So, to be fair, we are getting there. It's absolutely brilliant. It's a great spectacle to behold. There's lots of people standing around passing by. I'm hoping that PJ is going to pass us by as we get to the as we are kind of going by here. Hopefully he's going to come up alongside us now and we can maybe just get a quick word with him. I'm just going to try and mooch over to him and see if I can get a word as we drive along in the car. So this is it, buddy. It's very close. You just got you know the end of Fairview, up Ballybock, and then we're nearly there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wobbling all over the place. I don't know how. Don't knock me off now in the last second getting that close. I'm going up to the back of a truck. Look at you. You're mad for me to do something wrong.
Right, yeah. I suppose I better let him out because he's about to cycle straight into a furniture truck or something by the looks of things. But listen, we are getting so, so close, Marty. We are almost there. Hopefully we'll get to chat to you very, very soon.
All of Ireland's trusted car dealerships.
Well, this is highly unusual to jump in on the middle of an ad break to talk on the radio, because we're here at Croker with the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation and literally about to arrive into Croke Park some what? 2 hours, 42 minutes later after leaving Howth. PJ Gallagher, are you anywhere near Hill 16? Jim McCabe, I can hear the sirens.
Yes, you can probably hear the sirens. We're literally at the gates. We've just turned into St. Joseph's Avenue and we are walking towards Croke Park. We're literally at the gates. We're about to enter the gates. We're coming in from the GAA Museum side in towards the Croke Park Conference Centre, and we're literally just moments away from you. You can hear the sirens wailing. We've still got the full Garda support. We're live on Instagram. If you want to check it out on the Nova Instagram, you'll see it happening live. We're just turning in to head towards the actual pitch. We're going in under the lower tier, and we should be hopefully emerging with you in just minutes, Marty. I can see the gateway to the pitch. We've got the fabulous people from Jack and Jill Foundation standing by to welcome them home. This is the finish line. We are getting so close. Stick with us, Marty. You're going to see us literally emerging very, very shortly indeed. We've just come out from under the stand. There are the flags from Jack and Jill. There is the pitch in front of me. PJ Gallagher is beside me. This is it, buddy. This is it. This is the moment of truth. Heading towards the finish line.
Jeez, I nearly fell off in the last second there. Yeah, we're absolutely here. Someone just shouted, the Dubs are back in Croke Park. And we only just missed the final, so this is great.
This is amazing. This is it. We are just heading, literally, we're moments away from you, Marty. This will be the official finish. We can see you in the distance. We're just walking by. We're on the hallowed turf of the magnificent Croke Park. Here right in front of Hill 16, literally the last few metres of what's been an epic journey, 17 and a half kilometres, all the way from the very top of Howth Hill.
Hill 16 is Dublin, eh?
All the way to Hill 16 for the Jack and Jill Foundation. It's been an amazing journey, Marty. I can see you there looking resplendent in your shorts, and we're just about there. How are you feeling?
I can't wait to get off this thing. Oh, I can't wait. I feel really good. This is great, Craig. I'm only literally feet away. Do I get to run up to the top of the hill now or what?
If you want to, you must be feeling at least a bit proud.
All right. thank you. This has been the great crack. I'm actually wrecked. I can't wait to get off the mic. I'm not even talking to you or anyone else anymore. I'm here.
This is it. We've made it. Marty, it's very, very good to see you for a start. It's incredible. This is it. The culmination of Hill to Hill for Jack and Jill is happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the man who did it all, PJ Gallagher. Excellent stuff, Marty. I'll let you take over while I catch my breath.
I cannot believe that you have managed to do this in the time you did it in. And you know what we purposely did as well? You'll notice that we made you come the whole way across.
I noticed that, yeah. That didn't go unnoticed.
we sort of said we'll set up the finish line as far away into the stadium as possible. How's the arse?
It's not great, but I'm in great form. That was actually great fun. The whole thing started to finish with the guards and everyone there. That was actually deadly fun. I enjoyed every bit of it, to be honest. Even the sore bits and the bits I couldn't put my feet in the pedals.
I was standing here off the air and I could hear the sirens over the wall of Hill 16 and I was like, it couldn't be. And sure enough, I got the call to say, he's just around the corner, and then you come tearing
in. Like, you'd be a long time wearing out a pair of jocks going, that's being now.
You really would. Listen, fair play, you've done it. I'd love to know how much you have raised for Jack and Jill through your efforts today. Fair play, though, for doing it, because it's a marvellous charity and a marvellous thing that you and Jim have done here today, lads.
It was a bit of crack, I think. I mean, Jim will tell you, we've enjoyed the buzz up to it and everything else, and then getting onto the bike. Thank you.
Hey!
And in fairness, I am just delighted to say the Dubs are back in Crow Park. You know what it is?
Up Mayo.
Can we just as well, Marty, can we just say a few thank yous as well? Obviously, the people from the Jack and Jill Foundation have been epic all along the way. Huge support, and they came out to wave the flags and do all that sort of stuff. Also, a huge thanks to the members of An Garda Síochána. They've been
lads, hello! Well, hey, give yourselves a cheer, boys.
We had Colm Reid and all of the gang there, John and Kevin and Key, and the other John Austin, who was in the van, and Paul as well. And they've been really fantastic. And we had a little chat at our last pit stop with some of the guys from the Jack and Jill Foundation. And we're delighted to be able to say that they were telling us that the registrations for their Up the Hill for Jack and Jill in October is already higher than they've ever had before.
Wow.
So that's great, great news. That's great news. And there's still plenty of time to get involved. As one of the guys were saying, literally, if climbing your stairs is your particular hill, that will do if you can get sponsorship for it and raise some funds for Jack and Jill. And of course, there's still time to get in on that donation line for PJ today. We Care, WECARE, We Care to 50300. It'll only cost you €4. 360 of it is guaranteed to go to Jack and Jill, and it's such a deserving charity. We'd love if you could help us out.
Big time. Well done, you guys. Well done. Well done, Jack and Jill Foundation. Thank you so much.
We've just come out from under the stand. There are the flags from Jack and Jill. There is the pitch in front of me. PJ Gallagher is beside me. This is it, buddy. Heading towards the finish line.
Jeez, I nearly fell off in the last second there.
That was our way to let you know about the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation, which gives home nursing support services to hundreds of Irish children with profound needs and their families.
With your help, we've made it halfway to our 75 grand target, but you can still help all October long by doing your own Up the Hill for Jack and Jill. Register or show your support by donating via the link at nova.ie.
Or text WECARE to 50300 for €4, and Jack and Jill will receive a minimum of €3.60. Provider like Charity Helpline 0766805278.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
End this weekend. Something else that's been going on for the duration of October, of course, is Up the Hill for Jack and Jill. Our beloved PJ Gallagher started it all off with that epic, epic cycle, of course, all the way from the summit of Howth Hill to Hill 16 in Croke Park. That was the idea to kind of make you aware of.
It's not that epic a cycle now, come on. It was just because it was on a penny farthing.
I said it was epic. And the idea was basically just to inspire you, hopefully, not only to raise funds with us, but also to do your own Up the Hill challenge, all in aid of Jack and Jill. And they had a specific target in mind, and we're delighted to say, as we approach, we're getting towards the end.
Towards the end. Sunday's the last day, really, isn't it?
Getting towards the end of the campaign. But Tina Priestley, who's fundraising executive with Jack and Jill, the Children's Foundation, is on with us. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning, lads, and you truly are epic.
I've been telling them that.
No, you are, Jim. You're epic. Even your man that wrote Handbags and Glad Rags said it.
Said that as well. Listen, Tina, thanks a million for coming on to talk to us. So, I suppose straight off the bat, how's it going? How's the campaign going so far?
Oh, well, look, in fairness to the Nova Nation and to PJ and all the gang in there in Nova, you couldn't have given us a better start. Doing that epic cycle, the 17K on the 1st of October. And I'm so thrilled to say that we have passed our target and we're now nudging towards 81 grand.
Wow.
And just to give you an idea of what that means to us and our families, that's 4,500 hours of home nursing care for our sick kids across the country.
Wow. Oh God, when you put it in that context, that's fantastic.
It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, the response has been incredible from everyone, and we've nearly doubled the number of people participating on last year. So it's absolutely incredible. And I want to say a huge, huge thank you to everybody who signed up, who texted in, and who put on the walking shoes and climbed whatever hill that they could in support of our families.